Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino here with our latest Big Brother 16 exit interview, and we've got a good one today. Devin Shepherd, bro, he is going to join us and talk about everything that happened. I don't know how we'll get everything into 15 minutes with Devin, but we will do our best to talk to him about all of his thoughts on the game and everything that went into the bomb squad and all that stuff. So it's going to be a very, very fun show today. Of course, last night I spoke with Ian Terry and Brian Lynch about the episode in which Devin was evicted by an 11-0 vote. We had a lot of fun talking about that, a lot of fun talking about the BB love triangle, and of course, Jeff Schroeder's visit to Donnie's house, which was very, very funny. And then we also talked about what we suspect could be happening now that we have a new HOHs in power in the house. Then later on, after this interview, I'm going to sit down with Mike Boogie, who's going to be here with me in the studio, and we're going to talk about everything from Big Brother 16 and hear what Boogie has to say about all this. And it's all leading up to this weekend, Sunday night at the Hollywood Improv. We are going to have our live Big Brother 16 viewing party and podcast with Brendan and Rachel. The doors are going to open at 7:30. We're going to watch Big Brother at the bar at the Hollywood Improv at 8 o'clock on CBS on the West Coast feed. And then we are going to record a live episode of Rob Has a Podcast in front of our audience. It's going to be really, really interactive. The tickets are $10 to get in. You can get them at robhasawebsite.com/RHAP live. Plus, we added a special promo code, Brential, which when you enter it at checkout, you get entered into a special drawing for the HOH experience, which is basically the best table in the house. You get to come in the green room and take pictures with Brendan and Rachel. You get drink tickets, an appetizer, a comedy pack with your t-shirt and comedy CDs from the Improv. So that's going to be very, very fun. And that's going to be on Sunday night. I'm also going to be working on getting the video of that out to you guys as well. But first, let's get into our interview with Devin. Of course, you can subscribe anytime for Rob Has a Podcast, Big Brother Edition at robhasawebsite.com/BB Podcast or robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for all of our shows on Rob Has a Podcast. Devin is on the line. Let's patch him in. Devin, are you there?
How you doing, Rob?
Devin, how are you doing, bro?
I'm doing fantastic, man. I'm doing great. Adjusting back to normal life.
Devin, we're not adjusted back to normal life yet because your 3 weeks in the Big Brother house were some of the most wonderful and outstanding Big Brother that I've ever seen in my entire life. Thank you for all of the entertainment.
Oh, no, I thank you for the kind words, man. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
All right. So first off, Devin, have you talked to your daughter? Everything's good at home?
I have not gotten the chance to speak with little Jaden Sophia yet, but that'll happen probably in the next few hours at the end of the day today, so I'm super excited for that.
All right, well, that's good to hear, and hope everything is going good back on the ranch. All right, so let's talk about the game a little bit here. So you came out of the gate, you know, shot out of a cannon, and some very, very aggressive play in the first couple of weeks of the game, but then this past week, you seemed much more subdued. Was that a conscious shift in strategy for you when you realized that you were going to be potentially going out the door?
100%. So it's the last thing I wanted to do was play this last week. I knew there was a potential for me to get backdoored going into this week, especially with blowing up the alliance. So the last thing I wanted to do was go out there and make a huge spectacle that would obviously give them a solidified bam, bam, bam. This is a definite reason why Devin should leave. I was hoping by, being a little bit quieter, a little calmer. I was thinking back to, days where, they had cast members like Rennie, and she was kind of boisterous and out there, and, she had to lay low, and she was able to get back into the woodwork, and I was hoping to do something similar to that, and I kind of realized after the veto competition, once I heard all the cheers from the house guests, once Donnie beat me, that was going to be a very, very hard task. So, yeah, that was something that I was trying to do strategy-wise.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the cheering of the house guests. Of course, we saw that in the veto competition. And then I'm not sure if what you can see on the monitor when you're sitting there with Julie, but it seemed like there was cheering as well in the house. And, you know, I don't like to see that sort of stuff from, you know, the house when the house bands together. It feels like it's sort of a mob mentality. How did that feel when you saw that from the other people who were voting against you?
You know, I'll just put it this way. I have been through athletics and through baseball, I've been a visitor in many different arenas and parks. So seeing people cheer and root against you is not foreign to me. I'm definitely used to it. So I was okay with that. I knew going into this game, I was going to be a huge target on day one, just based upon my, you know, physical looks and my abilities. And it only took me winning a couple competitions to show that to the house. So, you know, I was kind of damned if I do, damned if I don't. I came in there to play hard. I knew that it was going to rub some people the wrong way. And, you know, I wasn't surprised how the house banded together. If I was on the other end of that, I probably would have, you know, done the same thing if there was a strong competitor in there that I was afraid of. At the same time, when the house comes together like that, it takes the heat off of each individual house guest. They're able to focus on one main target, and at the same time, they're able to, you know, extend their stay in the game. So I think that it was a smart move. It sucks on my end, but it was a smart house move, and I respect each person in that house for their moves this week.
Okay, so in your speech last night, you went pretty hard after Caleb and called him out about having the final two deal with Amber. But you and Caleb were very, very close in the game at one point. You guys even talked about cuddling. You would even sing him a song. So do you feel like Amber is going to be Caleb's downfall in the game?
I hope not. What people don't realize is, you know, Caleb is a warrior. He's a competitor. He's just a beast of a guy. But he's got this huge soft spot. He definitely, you know, he's definitely looking for that special person. And I can't tell you how many times I've had that talk with Caleb privately, or, well, not privately, but yeah. You know, I've had that talk with Caleb. Hey, man, you know, this is not the place to find love. But, you know, Amber is very, very beautiful. She knows what she's doing. She's able to work some of the guys in the house with that sweet southern twang. So it potentially could be. I tried to give him a little bit of help before leaving, you know, for him to wrap his mind around competing and just, you know, blending in with the house, not standing out so much. But he's definitely got to get Amber out of his mind. If he does do that, he'll be fine. He'll be great. And I could see him going all the way down to the end. But if he's still, after last night, still latched on to Amber's hip, you know, hoping for a showmance or a romance after the game, he's definitely not going to last very long because his mind's not where it's supposed to be.
Okay, so thinking back on your stay in the Big Brother house, have you pinpointed one thing that you feel like was your fatal mistake in the game?
You know, the biggest thing that I could say, you know, obviously there's two things. Starting an alliance on day two, it took me till day 28 yesterday to really start to get to know everybody else in the house, know their personalities, what sets them off, you know, just really overall what kind of people they are. And it's a shame that I went out on day 28 because that could have been used to my advantage throughout the rest of the game. The other thing was, I wish that I would not have put up Zach, because that was definitely a personal reason, and I wish that I would have, you know, taken down Brittany and put up Victoria next to Paola. And if that would have happened, I don't think that there would have been, you know, obviously ruffled feathers in the bomb squad, and that could have carried on a little bit longer, regardless of any potential side alliances that may have been taking place.
Yeah, there was so much that happened that week where you were the HOH and then you took Zach off the block, or you took Brittany off the block and put Zach up in her place. But part of that was that you also told Paola, if she threw the competition, that you would take her off and then you would potentially, you know, use the veto on her.
Right.
Was that a real deal at any point and it changed, or were you never going to use the veto on Paola?
Yeah, that was definitely a real deal going into the Battle of the Block. I was going to stay true to my word. I was going to use it on Paola. Two things had happened. Once Paola had, you know, done what she said, there was a little bit of, hey, I've scratched your back, now you definitely need to scratch mine. And she was very aggressive in voicing that she wanted Victoria gone. And I kind of felt there was a little bit of a, you know, power play going on, that she felt like she was owed, you know, something greater than what I had promised her. I had promised her that I would use the veto on her, and I didn't give her the right to tell me who I should put up, you know, potentially as a replacement nominee. If I had won the veto, obviously later in that week. But then on top of that, you know, the conversation I had with Brittany right after I had won the veto, it really got me to, you know, really, that was a move for my game as well. I wanted to make sure, obviously, the House had voiced, you know, their opinion that they didn't want Brittany gone. So I thought by using the veto on Brittany, that would, you know, get me back in the good graces of the House. Also, Brittany's story is amazing, just some of the things that she had to go through, and I was raised by a single mother. I just could not see myself doing that to somebody, sending them home with three kids waiting and feeling like she did it all for nothing. That was the ultimate underlying factor of why I pulled Brittany down.
Okay, let's go back to Zach for a minute, because definitely you guys had a severed relationship after that point with putting him up on the block with the veto. Last night he said that you were one of the worst Big Brother players of all time. Do you guys, do you still have hard feelings towards Zach?
No, none at all. This is a game, and even when Zach had said some hard stuff to me during the veto ceremony, and I just look at it, hey, you're in this game, you get one shot at it, there's no dress rehearsal, and you've got to fight for your life in this game. There's real life, and then there's game life, and I was getting ready to take Zach's life, and he was fighting for it. And even last night, even though my game is over, he's still playing, he's still in that mentality, and I respect Zach 100%, no matter what. I can't walk out of this game taking things personally, or you know what, it wasn't worth it. I know going in that some things are going to be said, but I respect Zach 100%, there's no hard feelings at all.
Hey, let's talk about some of the other bros from the Bomb Squad. Now, I don't know how much you've learned about the other people that you were playing with since you came out. How do you feel knowing that Derek was an undercover police officer?
Man, you know what? When I found that out, I actually just found that out a couple minutes ago. That blew my mind. He's a smart cookie, dude. He says he's a super fan, so I shouldn't have been surprised. I'm laughing because he was the one that, you know, he kind of started joking around how, you know, watch, we're going to get out of this, and Devin's going to be the one that's like a correctional officer or a cop. And you know what? I can't be surprised by anything that happens in Big Brother, man, at all. So I smile and I applaud his gameplay. He's an amazing player, and these are great moves he's making.
Now, what about Frankie and his famous sister, who is the pop star Ariana Grande?
Yeah, just found that one out too, man. I'm a huge fan of hers, and you know, Frankie is such a performer that I should have known that he had it in his blood, and that it runs in the family. I mean, that is amazing in itself, and I was almost speechless. I don't even know what to say about that. But hey, you know what? Frankie's a talented, amazing kid, so it definitely runs in the family.
Now, the one guy that you thought had something up his sleeve, but really did not, was Donnie. And you had such an on-again, off-again relationship with Donnie, where you guys came in and started the Double D Alliance, but then you were working against him, but then you came back to him a couple times, then you told him what was really going on, and he was such a nice guy about the whole thing, where he was just like, Devin, I understand what you had to do. And so you guys had this very interesting relationship. What are your feelings towards Donnie now out of the house?
You know what? I'm glad he is who he says he is. Nonetheless, if I was able to ever get back into that house, he would be my target still today. I have like a never-ending quest to evict Donnie.
Why?
Oh man, dude, he's a smart dude. He beat me in a die game. The irony in that, I wanted to put him up week one, didn't. We didn't, you know, get that plan through. He accepted my apology. I saved him basically three times throughout the second week when I was HOH, not putting him on as a have-not, not backdooring him, not doing any of that, not putting him up. And then come to the final week, and he's the one that basically takes the veto and my game life out of my hands. And the irony in that, if I would have taken Donnie's game life in week one, I wouldn't have even had to worry about that. So he would still be my target.
The three people that we actually just mentioned, Derek, Frankie, and Donnie, those three guys are actually in this Team America alliance. Did you have any idea that those three people were working together?
No chance, no clue. Doesn't surprise me again. Again, that's a smart game move. You got Derek in there and you got Donnie. In my opinion, those are the two smartest players in the house at this moment. I could totally see them making it all the way down to the end, potentially with Christine. And, that's a smart game move. It's proven to be a winner in seasons past, having double alliances. It doesn't surprise me. It just surprises me that, it was the three of those guys. I did not see the three of them forming an alliance at all whatsoever.
When you had the bomb squad running and basically you had the six guys going, what was it that made you say to yourself, Devin, bro, we need to add Amber and Christine to the alliance here? Why did you feel like that was the right time to add those people to the bomb squad?
So simply, we needed numbers. We were going to lose a vote that week because we were going to have one of our alliance members as a sole HOH in that first week. We needed seven votes. I needed two extra people. Joey was trying to start an all-girls alliance that evening. And the last thing I wanted to do, knowing Christine was a super fan and she's very to herself, I felt like she was very calculating, very cutthroat. The last thing I wanted to do was have to compete against her. So I'd rather work with her than go against her, and that's why I decided to bring her in. Amber was just an extra tag along that happened to be there in that moment, and I thought I didn't foresee Caleb ever, trying to evict Amber going against her. So I said, I might as well keep her close and underneath my thumb where I could watch Caleb and her together. But the only reason is we needed the numbers. And me putting up Zach, I could care less about the numbers because obviously we needed one less vote every week. So we needed the numbers that first week, and I was going to continuously try my best to dwindle down the alliance as we went through.
Devin, thank you so much for coming on and being such a good sport. You seem to have a great attitude about the game coming out of the house, and we're going to miss you. I'm telling you, this was a lot of fun.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you said, and thank you. Have a great day, brother.
All right. All the best to you and your family, Devin. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Devin Bro here on the podcast, Devin Shepherd. And yeah, Devin was in very, very good spirits and had a really good attitude about the game. And that's what we like to hear when people come off of these shows. Very, very fun stuff. All right, so we are just getting started here this weekend. Of course, Mike Boogie is going to be here in about an hour or so from the time I'm recording this. So I've got a very quick turnaround on this podcast to get ready for that one. And then, of course, we're getting ready for our Big Brother live show on Sunday night. If you're in the LA area, I highly suggest that you come on down and check it out and watch the show with Brendan, Rachel, myself. We're trying to get other reality people from LA also to come out for this. It's going to be an event that you won't soon forget. Tickets are at robhaswebsite.com/RHAP live. robhaswebsite.com/RHAP live. Hope to see you out there. Get ready for my podcast with Boogie coming later today on Friday. Have a good one, everybody, and make sure you're locked in. Subscribe at robhaswebsite.com/BB podcast, or for all of our shows, robhaswebsite.com/iTunes. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.